Imagine a standard tech review video playing quietly in the background of your office. You're like sipping your coffee, catching up on emails, and the audio sounds completely normal.
Right. Totally mundane.
Exactly. You can't hear anything unusual. But there's a high-frequency inaudible sound buried inside that video's audio track, and it is currently instructing your computer's AI assistant to quietly forward your company's internal database to an external server.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By the time the video ends, the data is gone, and you never heard a single suspicious sound.
I mean, it sounds like a paranoid sci-fi thriller, right?
Right.
But it's actually a documented physical reality of the hardware we use right now. We are basically bolting highly autonomous, action-oriented AI onto interfaces that can be manipulated in ways human senses just simply cannot detect.
It's terrifying.
It is. The speed of deployment is completely blinding us to the architectural vulnerabilities.
Well, welcome to today's deep dive. I am your host, and our mission today is to open up the May 19th, 2026 edition of the Tech and AI Daily newsletter. We're going to connect the dots across this incredibly fast-moving landscape to figure out what it actually means for you.
And I'm thrilled to be here as your resident expert today. We have a massive stack of updates to get through.
Oh, massive. We're ranging from billionaire lawsuits and open weight Chinese AI models all the way to like open source note taking and literal shipping insurance in the Middle East.
Okay.
Okay, let's unpack this. I want to start at the absolute top of the AI food chain.
Sounds good.
So the biggest players are frantically clearing out their operational blockages, right? Just aggressively arming themselves for the next phase of the AI rollout.
Yeah, and we saw a major obstacle removed just yesterday. Huh. A judge officially dismissed Elon Musk's lawsuit against Sam Altman and OpenAI.
Right. And, you know, looking strictly at the market mechanics here, setting aside the broader ideologies of everyone involved.
Sure.
That lawsuit really functioned primarily as a massive operational drag. Legal analysts had largely categorized the underlying arguments as thin, meaning the primary impact of the suit wasn't really a genuine existential threat to OpenAI's existence, but just a massive tax on their executive attention.
Exactly. The dismissal is purely functional. It clears the runway. OpenAI's engineering and leadership teams no longer have to, you know, burn cycles on a drawn-out legal sideshow.
Right. And exactly what they do with that cleared runway is the real question. Because while OpenAI has been bogged down in court, Anthropic has been aggressively maneuvering in a completely different direction. They just acquired a company called Stainless.
Oh, yeah. And this acquisition is incredibly telling. Stainless, what they do is they automate the generation of type client libraries from OpenAPI specs.
So for you listening, think about the sheer friction of building an app that talks to a language model. You don't just magically connect them.
Oh, definitely not.
Right. Historically, developers have had to manually write thousands of lines of boilerplate code to handle rate limits, retries, error handling, and type checking just to parse the JSON responses coming back from the model.
It's a nightmare.
It is. So Stainless essentially ingests the API blueprint and instantly spits out a native, flawless client library in Python, Node, Go, whatever you need. So Anthropic buying them tells me they aren't just trying to sell the smartest model anymore. They are trying to own the entire developer workflow. It's like the 1849 gold rush.
How do you get?
Well, Anthropic isn't just selling the gold anymore. The AI models they're trying to corner the market on the pickaxes and shovels, the whole developer experience at the API layer.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
But I do have to challenge this strategy a bit. Anthropic is spending serious capital to build this perfectly paved, frictionless toll road for developers. But does a seamless developer experience actually matter if your underlying model eventually falls behind?
I see where you're going.
Right. Like, I struggle to believe that the AI war will be won by whoever has the easiest API wrappers rather than whoever has the most capable foundational intelligence.
I wouldn't dismiss the tooling so quickly, honestly. The foundational models are heavily commoditizing. You really only need to look at Alibaba dropping the teaser for Qwen 3.7 yesterday to see why Anthropic is pivoting so hard.
Oh, the open weight model.
Exactly. The gap between a multi-billion dollar proprietary model and a freely available open weight model is shrinking to near zero. If we connect this to the bigger picture, Qwen 3.7 is incredibly capable. It gives enterprise self-hosters and local developers a completely viable alternative to OpenAI or Anthropic.
Which is huge.
It's massive. When you have a Chinese open model performing at that level, Western labs are sweating because they can no longer justify massive premiums based purely on benchmark scores.
Right, because the benchmarks are practically tied now.
Exactly. So a genius model with terrible high-friction developer tools will absolutely lose market share to a quote-unquote good enough model that plugs directly into an enterprise stack in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full tool chain war now.
Okay, that makes sense. But that implies people actually have the hardware to run these open weight giants efficiently, right? Because Anthropic might be building proprietary toll roads, but to off-roads with something like Qwen 3.7, you need an infrastructure engine that doesn't just stall out every time you hit the gas.
Right, you need serious compute.
And here's where it gets really interesting. We are seeing breakthroughs that make that local serverless infrastructure terrifyingly fast. A company called Modal just published this really dense but vital engineering post explaining how they slashed their GPU inference cold starts by 40 times.
40 times. I mean, a 40x reduction in cold starts changes the entire economic model of serverless GPU compute.
It totally does. Let's dig into the mechanism of how they actually achieved that, because it's not just a software update. Usually when a serverless GPU has been asleep to save money, waking it up involves pulling these massive neural network weights from disk over a PCIe bus into the GPU's VRAM.
Which takes agonizing seconds.
Right. You're just sitting there staring at a loading spinner. But Modal bypassed that entirely using FuSe file systems and CDA checkpointing.
Which is brilliant engineering.
It is. Instead of booting the model up from scratch, they take this high-resolution cryptographic snapshot of the GPU's exact tensor states while it's running. When a new request hits, they don't boot the model. They just paste that snapshot directly back into active memory.
Yeah, EFESE allows them to stream only the exact weights needed at that specific millisecond.
Exactly. So for you listening, this means your interaction with an AI agent drops from a sluggish multi-second delay to instant real-time response. It's like the leap from dial-up internet to fiber optic broadband.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah. But let's pause and look at the consequence of that speed. If Modal makes the compute layer instantaneous, and we are aggressively giving these agents the ability to take actions across our networks,
mm-mm,
right? Aren't we just stripping away the only buffer we have left? Like, speed is great for a user, but it's catastrophic when an autonomous system gets compromised. Aren't we just automating our vulnerabilities at broadband speed?
Yes. That is the exact architectural vulnerability I was referencing earlier. The defense window is shrinking to basically zero. Cloudflare actually highlighted this exact nightmare in their recent threat modeling exercise, which they call Project Glasswing and Mythos.
Hmm.
They introduced this framework of cyber frontier models.
No, these aren't just bots guessing passwords.
Oh, not at all. A cyber frontier model is an agentic system that can autonomously probe a network, discover an undocumented vulnerability, dynamically write a custom exploit script, and execute it. Yeah, and because of the infrastructure breakthroughs you just mentioned with Modal, it does all of this at the speed of compute.
Mm-hmm.
There is no human hacker typing on a keyboard somewhere. It is a relentless automated loop.
Which brings us directly back to that YouTube video attack we started the show with. IE Spectrum published a report on researchers exploiting voice AI interfaces through signal aliasing. We have to break down the physics of this because it's mind-bending.
It really is.
So when you speak to a smart assistant, your voice creates a pressure wave. Inside the microphone, there is a tiny physical membrane, a MEMS diaphragm, that vibrates.
Uh-huh.
Humans hear frequencies up to maybe about 20 kilohertz, but these researchers broadcast hidden commands at ultrasonic frequencies, way above human hearing, like 30 or 40 kilohertz.
But the software filters are supposed to ignore anything above human hearing, right?
Oh, they are. But the vulnerability is physical, not software. The hardware membrane itself still physically vibrates at those ultrasonic speeds. And because of a physical quirk called signal aliasing, those high-frequency vibrations create distortion artifacts that bleed down into the lower audible frequencies inside the circuitry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the software processes that distortion, translates it into text, and the AI executes the command. You are sitting in complete silence while your microphone hardware translates an invisible physical wave into a root-level command.
I mean, just consider the implications for your daily workflow. As you delegate more of your digital life to autonomous agents, booking flights, managing calendars, querying company databases, that agent is constantly listening.
Right.
An attacker doesn't even need to breach your firewall. They just need to embed an ultrasonic track into a Spotify playlist you listen to while working.
That is wild.
The agent hears a hidden command through that hardware distortion. And because the infrastructure is running on instant zero latency serverless GPUs, the data exfiltration happens before you can even hit pause on the song.
So we have autonomous agents running at the speed of thought, capable of interacting with the physical and digital world, and they're vulnerable to invisible manipulation.
Basically, yes.
And when you let these tireless, hyperfast systems crash headfirst into traditional human-run ecosystems, it just creates massive friction. I mean, the perfect case study is what is currently happening to Linus Torvalds and the Linux kernel maintainers.
Oh, the mailing list drama.
Yeah,
the Linux security mailing list was pushed to the absolute brink of collapse this month.
It's crazy. Torvalds revealed that well-meaning developers are basically unleashing AI-powered bug hunting tools across the Linux code base. And these bots are just flooding the human maintainers with automated vulnerability reports.
Yeah, flooding is an understatement.
I look at it like a golden retriever that learns how to fetch. You throw a stick and it's great.
Right. Right.
Good dog. But an AI golden retriever brings you 1,000 sticks a minute, just dropping them on your chest until you are physically buried alive in your own backyard. It is an accidental denial of service attack fueled entirely by open source enthusiasm.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is that the Linux mailing list crisis forces us to confront a fundamental mismatch in modern software development.
Right.
The marginal cost of generating a complex bug report has dropped to absolute zero.
Right.
But the human cognitive cost of reading, verifying, and merging that report has stayed exactly the same.
Yeah.
You cannot scale human attention.
No, you can't. But I'm looking at the proposed solutions, and they feel incredibly cyclical to me. Are we really destined for a future where we just build secondary AI models whose only job is to filter out the noise generated by the primary AI models? That just feels like an endless arms race of compute. Is there a human way out of this?
Well, your assumption that we will just fight AI with more AI ignores a highly effective counter movement that's happening right now. Look at Archestra AI. They were facing the exact same problem. A massive wave of AI-generated pull request spam just cluttering their repositories. Instead of deploying some complex LLM filter, they instituted a hard block using a brilliantly low-tech solution. Gets author flag.
I saw that blog post. I found their methodology brilliant because it bypasses the content entirely. Archestra didn't try to analyze whether the code was good or bad or if it looked like a bot wrote it.
Right, they ignored the code itself.
Yeah, they just tweaked their repository configuration to strictly enforce cryptographic signatures on every single commit. So if you submit code, it must be signed with a verified GPG key tied to a known human identity.
Exactly.
It acts like a cryptographic bouncer checking IDs at the door of a club. It really doesn't matter how well-dressed the bot is or how polite the code looks. If it doesn't have a cryptographic human pulse, the bouncer instantly turns it away before it even enters the maintainer's inbox.
Which saves the maintainer so much burnout.
For sure. But I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. Isn't this just a temporary band-aid? Once developers start piping their own GPG keys into their automated AI agent workflows, that bouncer's going to start letting the bots right back in, isn't it?
I disagree that it's just a band-aid. It represents a necessary philosophical shift.
How so?
It moves the defensive perimeter from, is this content high quality, to, is an accountable human staking their reputation on this?
Oh, I see.
Right. If a developer automates their own GPG key to spam a repository, they burn their own cryptographic identity. The community simply revokes trust for that specific key. Archestra's solution works because it reintroduces consequence into a system where AI has made action virtually costless.
Consequence, that's a great word for it. And you know, that desire to reintroduce control and consequence is bleeding out far beyond just software maintainers. This exhaustion with AI spam and vendor lock-in and the sheer bloat of modern tech is driving a massive retreat towards simplicity. Developers and users are starting to aggressively seek out independent, alternative utilities. Look at what is trending across developer forums today. Files.md. It is an open source alternative to Obsidian and Notion, but it is gaining traction precisely because of what it refuses to do. It has no proprietary database, no monthly sync subscription, and absolutely no Electron bloat.
Oh, the Electron bloat is a crucial point. Modern desktop apps often run an entire hidden Chromium web browser instance in the background just to render a simple text interface. it heavily taxes your computer's RAM.
Exactly. Wait, no, let me rephrase that. It's worse than just taxing RAM. It abstracts your beta away from you. Files.md strips all of that away. It is literally just local markdown text files sitting in a standard folder on your hard drive. If the app goes bankrupt tomorrow, your notes are completely untouched.
Which gives people incredible peace of mind.
Yes. And we are seeing this same fight for sovereignty in the security space. The personal tech blogs are lighting up right now about Bitwarden, the password manager.
Yeah, the self-hosting community is not happy.
Not at all. Bitwarden has been quietly making architectural changes to their platform. And the self-hosting community, these are the people who run their own bare metal servers in their closets to maintain total control over their encrypted vaults. They're up in arms. They're terrified they will be forced into a centralized cloud model.
Which goes against the whole ethos of why they use it.
Exactly. So what does this all mean? The irony here is just staggering. Anthropic is spending billions to build this all-encompassing AI-driven super ecosystem for developers. While at the exact same time, those same developers are spending their weekends fighting for the right to use bare-bones text files and host their own passwords on a Raspberry Pi.
It highlights a deep fracture in trust. When you rely on a massive centralized platform, your workflow and your data are perpetually vulnerable to their next business pivot or, you know, infrastructure failure.
Right.
The push toward local markdown files and self-host password vaults is a direct reaction to the loss of digital sovereignty.
But this pursuit of decentralized utility isn't just limited to note-taking or passwords, right? It scales all the way up to international geopolitics. Bloomberg's report on Iran launching Bitcoin-backed shipping insurance for the Strait of Hormuz is, like, the ultimate manifestation of this.
It really is.
And we need to analyze this strictly as a fascinating case study in decentralized financial mechanics, completely independent of the geopolitical actors involved. Because the Strait of Hormuz is one of the most critical and tense choke points for global maritime trade. To move a commercial vessel through those waters, maritime law requires massive insurance coverage.
Massive.
Historically, this is handled by centralized entities like Lloyd's of London, requiring massive pools of fiat collateral moved through the SWIFT banking network. But if your country is under heavy international sanctions, the SWIFT network is locked down. You cannot move the collateral. The traditional financial infrastructure entirely blocks your ability to secure the insurance necessary for physical trade.
Right, you're just cut out of the system.
Exactly. So they're utilizing Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin operates on a decentralized ledger, it acts as a censorship-resistant bearer asset. They can verifiably lock up millions of dollars of collateral on the blockchain in 10 minutes, proving to the underwriters that the funds exist without needing a single centralized bank to approve the transaction.
This raises an important question about the fundamental promise of cryptocurrency. For years, the narrative has been so dominated by speculative trading and Silicon Valley startups.
Right. Line goes up.
Exactly. But the mechanics happening right now in the Strait of Hormuz demonstrate the original stripped-down utility of a decentralized ledger. It is a trustless, borderless, collateral mechanism functioning in an environment where traditional trust has completely broken down. Will the future of tech basically bifurcate into these two camps, the massive centralized platforms and the hyper-local, trustless tools?
It's a great point, but I understand the mechanism. But does the blockchain actually have the liquidity bandwidth to underwrite the sheer physical mass of global shipping? It feels like using a very secure, very slow straw to move an ocean of risk. I can see it working for a few rogue vessels, but as a systemic replacement for SWIFT in a maritime context. The volatility of the asset alone makes underwriting a nightmare, doesn't it?
Well, the volatility is a severe challenge for the actuaries, undoubtedly. But you are comparing it to a functioning SWIFT system. In a sanctioned environment, it's not a choice between Bitcoin and SWIFT. It's a choice between Bitcoin and zero trade.
Oh.
When friction becomes an existential threat to commerce, the market will absorb the volatility of the asset just to access its censorship-resistant utility. Whether we're talking about files.md, sidestepping proprietary databases, self-hosters fighting to keep their Bitwarden vaults offline, or physical cargo ships using decentralized ledgers to bypass frozen banking networks, the core architecture is identical.
It's the rejection of central control.
It is a deliberate rejection of centralized choke points.
And that deliberate rejection is exactly why we pull all of these seemingly disconnected threads together for you. Why does a stack of newsletters covering Elon Musk's legal docket, the physical vibration of microphone membranes, and the local storage of markdown files matter to you?
Because it's all connected.
It is, because technology is no longer just a list of features you choose to download. It is the invisible infrastructure dictating the friction in your daily life. It is the lightning-fast AI infrastructure that makes your tools brilliant, but also opens your local hardware to inaudible manipulation. It is the flood of automated noise that forces you to lock down your digital boundaries just to get a day's work done.
Exactly.
Ultimately, you have to decide where you sit on the spectrum. Do you trade your digital sovereignty for the frictionless convenience of an AI-driven, centralized super platform? Or do you take on the manual burden of managing your own cryptographic keys, your own local files, and your own server architecture just to guarantee that you maintain the keys to your digital house?
And as you evaluate the tools you rely on, I want to leave you with one final thought regarding where human value sits in this new architecture. We have seen today that AI is making the generation of complex output, whether that is boilerplate code, vulnerability reports, or seamless API wrappers, practically infinite and essentially free. When the sheer production of information is no longer a bottleneck, the economic value of raw output drops to zero. Consequently, the most highly compensated, irreplaceable tech skill of the next decade will not be writing code. It won't even be training the models.
Wow, what will it be?
It will be the exercise of human discernment. In a world flooded by automated noise and instantaneous agents, the rarest and most valuable asset will simply be the human ability to look at an infinite sea of generated data, recognize the physical and digital vulnerabilities, and know exactly what is actually worth paying attention to.
Because it really doesn't matter if your compute infrastructure can instantly load a neural network, or if your agent can automate 1,000 tasks a minute, if the system lacks the human discernment to realize it's being steered off a cliff by an invisible sound wave. That is a deep dive for today. Keep scrutinizing the tools you use, protect your attention, and we will see you next time.